We are up to the pasuk of Me'udid Anovim Hashem. Hashem gives strength and encouragement to the humble. Mashper Rishayim. Hashem lowers down the Rishayim ad the arts into the ground. And the Rishayim explain that even if we don't see it in this world, the full kiyum of the Mashper Rishayim ad the arts will be the Asadavai, when the Rishayim will be totally lowered to the ground. Now, why do the Anavim need chizuk? Why do they need encouragement? In the kapitel before, we talked about Yosef Amana Yoidei, that Hashem gives encouragement and energy, strength to the Yosef Amana, those are the weak, the downtrodden. They need strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do the Anavim need strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Aaron Leib explained that Ananov, because he looks at how low he is and he feels humble in his own eyes and he feels low in his own eyes, he could come to a situation of despair and he should say, look how much I'm supposed to be doing and look how little I'm doing. I'll never get there. Maybe I should just give up. So Hashem gives them extra kayak to keep on going, that they shouldn't come to such thoughts. But the Siach Yitzchak explains it in connection with the end of the pasuk, Me'odid Anavim Hashem, Mashmur Hashem Adi Aretz, that it's telling you a lesson that has to do with the Anav and the Rasha. That is like this. To explain his words, I once heard from a Choshev Rav in New York, who works in the field of Kashrus, and he said that the first Yisoid in Kashrus is, you have to be able to trust the store owner, the plant owner, the restaurant owner, whoever you're giving a heksher to, you have to be able to trust him. Why? Because if he's an untrustworthy person, you'll never be able to give him a hashgacha. And the reason for that is because for him, his restaurant, his butcher shop, his store, that is his business. So his focus is on that 24/7. So if he's an untrustworthy person and he wants to cheat in order to make extra money, he's going to spend his 24/7 looking for ways to trick you in order to be able to make more money at the expense of kashrus. But Shankin, you, the Rav Amasher, you have not just this place to give Ashkocha on, but you can have tens and dozens and 50, 100 places that you're giving Ashkocha on. And you have a kehila to take care of, a shelter on, a family to take care of, besides the learning of yourself. So you're not putting your full focus on it. So it's not an even playing field. He has a humongous head start on you. He's putting much more focus, energy, and effort into cheating you than the amount of energy and effort that you're able to put into trying to stop him from cheating. So it's almost impossible for the Rav to win. Therefore, it has to be somebody that you're able to trust in order that it should be an even playing field. If he's not trying to cheat you, then it's possible for you to give Ashkocha on him. So too over here, explains the Siach Yitzchak that the Rishayim, what type of Rishayim are we talking about? We're talking about Rishayim that steal the plunder from people. Like the Rosh that says, "Hu Yishkar to me Yashia," it's the Rishayim that make the world shake with their riches. And these Rishayim have a humongous advantage over the Anavim, because these Rishayim, the Chafetzim is rak rak kol ha'Rishayim, all they want to do is do bad to people. They want to cheat people, tzei v'rosh la'tzadik. And the tzadik, besides the fact that he's being Isaac the entire day, al torah v'alavayda, and his thoughts aren't on his business dealings that he might do for a few minutes, how the Rosh might think of a plan to cheat him. Besides that, the Rosh is much more shrewd in the world of business. And therefore, it's not an even playing field, and the Rasha should really be able to take full advantage of the Tzaddikim whenever they have interaction with each other. Or should be able to steal from him, because the Tzaddik doesn't know how to protect himself. And that Hashem gives Chizuk to the Tzaddikim and encouragement and strength, that the Rasha should not be successful in trying to steal from him. And that's what we say, Me'udin Anovim Hashem. Hashem gives Kerech to the Anovim, Mashmah Rishayim, and he throws down Rishayim Adi Oretz. Now the Bina Le'itim, the Gedulei Truma Kadmon, asks, the Lechayer, the Pasuk doesn't match up. The Hebech of Anov should be Vagaiva, and the Hebech of Rasha is Tzaddik. We should either say, Hashem gives encouragement to the humble, and he throws down the haughty to the ground, or we should say Hashem gives chizik, encouragement, strength to the tzaddik, and he lowers the rasha to the ground. Why is it that we put anovim opposite rishayim if they're not the opposites of each other? Why are we contrasting the two things? So the Bina Leitim explains, because the shirish of tzidkis is anova. If a person doesn't have anova, he can't come to tzidkis. That's what the Navi is telling you. That if a person doesn't have anava, he cannot come to tzidkis, because the shirish of tzidkis is anava. Normality is the root that tzidkis could sprout forth from. And without anava, without a person being humble, a person can't come to tzidkis. And the opposite is true. Mashmah Rishayim Adi Aretz. Somebody that has gaiva, the gaiva is going to cause that he'll automatically be a rasha. And if he won't work on the gaiva, won't help him, and at the end of the day, be a rasha. And that's why we say mashmah rishayim adi aretz, because the person that has gaiva from the shayrish of gaiva, says the Bina Leitim, comes out rasha, and therefore he'll be wicked. The Alshach and others explain the continuation of this pasuk from the pasuk beforehand, that we were saying that Hashem knows all the stars and he has great strength. So the Al Shachar always explained that this pasuk is telling us that Hashem's going to heal us. And we were saying in the Pesukim before that Hashem knows the number of stars, as we explained to the Kadmainim. What it means is that Klal Yisrael doesn't have to be worried about the Mazalas, because Hashem manipulates the Mazalas. And he can bring the Geula at any time, even if their Mazal is not like that. Even when the Mazal is ruined, Kira Negev Penechem, Hashem can change the Mazalas to protect Klal Yisrael. And now we're bringing a proof, because if you look at the mazal, sometimes the anavim are supposed to be down. But because of this avtacha of ma'idin anavim Hashem, Hashem lifts them up. And sometimes the rishayim are supposed to be high. And even though their mazal shows they should be high, but still Hashem comes along and mashmah rishayim ad ha'aretz. So we see Hashem is an overriding force that can manipulate the mazalis and overpower the mazalis. And therefore so too, even if in the mazalis it looks like the gula asida can't come for who knows how long. If Kaisel is not zeichet, it's not a time that it looks like the gula asida could come. Apidim Azalis, it's not Klal Yisrael's star isn't shining. Still, Hashem could change over the Mazalis, just like he does with the Anav and the Rasha. Enu call out to Hashem, Hashem, Besoido, in song. Zamru, sing Lelikenu to Hashem and Bechinor. So, Hashem Shofar Hirsch says that these psukim are referring to Golas, and is telling us that even in Golas, we have to thank Hashem. And the Yavut really says, Ma'idat Anav Hashem is referring to Klal Yisrael and Golas. So it's very good, the continuation that we're saying Klal Yisrael, even in Golas, they have to give Shira to Hashem. Now, Zamar Lelikenu, Bechinar. Zamar, we always said, is more than Taida. And that's Bechinar. What is the Chinar? So the Isha Yisrael brings Revram Ben Agro, that Revram Ben Agro said, the Kinar is the instrument that wakes a person up. We find that David HaMelech had the kinar above his bed to wake him up. A kinar is something that's used to arouse a person from a sleep. But it says not only a physical sleep, but a spiritual sleep. And therefore we sing to Hashem b'kinar, because it arouses a person spiritually to avodas Hashem. It wakes up the person that's in a spiritual sleep, just like it wakes up the person in a physical sleep. And that's why we sing to Hashem Bechinar, to awaken those that are in a spiritual sleep. Hamechaser Shamayim Ba'avim. Hashem clouds the sky with clouds. He covers the sky with clouds. Hamechel Arat Matar appears for the earth, its rain. Hamatzmiach Harim Chatzar, and he makes the mountains sprout forth. Chatzar is a mix of grass and vegetation, the Rishayim say. Some Rishayim say it's only food for animals, and some say it's even human food, but it's a mix of different grasses and plants. Now we say a mechaser shemayim ba'avim, that means it's an atava that Hashem does for us, that He covers the sky with clouds. And there's multiple benefits in this. Number one, what Victor Miller points out is, because sometimes the strong sun can be too strong. So Hashem covers the cloud with the sky with clouds to protect us from the strength of the sun. That shouldn't be so strong and powerful. It shouldn't evaporate all the water, it shouldn't dry up all the plants, it shouldn't hurt the people, to protect the people that are outside in the fields. There's another atava, that when the sky gets cloudy, people realize, every drachm can realize that it's about to rain, and they can go to safe shelter. People can bring things in to protect themselves and their possessions. Hamechen la'aretz matar, Hashem gives the world its rain that it needs. And matar, Hashem explained, is rain that goes straight down. Geshem is when it gets blown by the wind, like Mashav Ruch Amar Dagoshem. Matar is when it goes straight down. Hametzmiach harim, chatzar, He makes the mountain sprout forth with different plants of life. And the reason we say harim, the Mefarshim explain, is because harim is much harder, it's up. So, on a flatland, you can make an irrigation system that they used to bring from the rivers and make little canals, and the water used to flow to the fields. It was easy to water them. Harim are high up, and if Hashem doesn't do it, it's much harder. To go start bringing water up there, you'd have to schlep it up, it's hard. And especially the high mountains, who would be able to do it? And mountains are also harder, and therefore they need more water, and it's harder to water them. Now the Yavetz and others say, Shalom, the Chinese pasuk is, Amchasa Shemayim Ba'avim, that a person might say, it looks so bleak, Chai Yisrael and Galus. Well, how can you tell me that the Gula is going to come, look how bad it is, and Chai Yisrael, we don't see any Simani Gula, it doesn't look like the salvation is happening. So we tell a person, just like there's a day that's totally bright day and all of a sudden clouds come. And without a cheshbon, the Mefarshim say, there was a drought for months and the forecasters didn't predict any rain. It looked like it was going to be a dry season still. And out of the blue comes the rain. But it's not for no reason, it's because Hashem made it at that time. So to the Gula Asidah, even though it doesn't look like the Gula is going to come. But Karega, just like the amount of time that it takes the clouds to come, the Gula Asidah will come and it will save Klal Yisrael, even though we didn't have any signs beforehand that it was coming. Just the seconds before that, it looked like the situation of Klal Yisrael was bleak, it was desperate. But within seconds, the Gula Asidah will come and it will save Klal Yisrael, even though it didn't look like there was any preparation for it. And even though it didn't look like it was going to come, as the Siach Yitzchak explained, it looked like it was a dry season, it looked like it was a bad season for Klal Yisrael. But still, if Hashem wants it, it will come. So too, the Gula Asidah will come, even without any simanim of it, at the time that Hashem wants it to be to come. And it will come in a moment, just like the clouds come on a sunny day in a moment. Now, Victor Miller points out something that should be obvious. If we say this is the Atavos of Hashem, that He gives us clouds and rain, that means people should never be upset and complain about the clouds and the rain, because they're Atavos, they're favors that Hashem does with us. So it's a cloudy day, it's a rainy day. These are things that Hashem is doing for us for our good, and we should appreciate it. And for sure, Chas v'Shalom, we shouldn't complain about it. Noisim l'vehem al-achma, Hashem gives to the animal its bread. So Rekech says there are some animals that eat bread, but also lechem, as we said many times, says Rekech, refers to all food that is considered called bread in the Lashon of the Torah, the Lashon of the Navi. So we say nice l'vehem al-achma, Hashem gives to the animals its food, l'vnei Oirev, to the sons of the Oirev, Asher Yikra'uhu, they call out to it. Now what does it mean, l'vnei Oirev, Asher Yikra'uhu? Why are they singled out, these l'vnei Oirev? When we talk about that, Hashem gives them food. So the Shaymin bring from the Pirkei de Belazar. That the raven, when it's born, its children are not the same color as it. Its children are born white. And therefore the raven thinks that it's not its children, and it leaves them alone and forsakes them, and there's no one there to give it food. And Hashem makes little worms come in their nests, and they eat these worms until the parents realize it's their children, until they can fend for themselves, and that's when they get food. So this is the extra favor that Hashem does of Ne'ariv to the sons of the raven. Now the Pirkei Avos are actually in Perek Kaf Aleph, at the end of it, says a fascinating thing. There were kind called Hevel. They didn't know what to do with his body, and it was sitting out there on the ground, and the shepherd dogs of Hevel were watching it, because Hevel was a shepherd, his body. Till one Erev came and buried a different Erev, and they realized what to do with the Erev, what to do with it, what to do with Hevel's body, to bury it. And with the schar of that, Hashem gave it mezainis of b'lechisor, says the Pirkei Avos Lazar. The Hashem gave it its mezainis without having to work, without having to struggle for it. Meaning, of course, the Erev wouldn't have died, the Bnei Erev, but there would have to be a chisor. But now, in the schus of what the Erev did, it taught the human for all generations to bury the dead body. In the schus of the merit of that, it gets its mezainis without having to struggle. Not only says the Medrash, the Pirkei Avos for its ice, not only that, but whenever they call out to Hashem, it rains. That they call out. What does it mean they call out? So the way the Pirkei Avos is learning, the Mefarshim explained, it's going back on the previous pasuk that we say, Mechaz Shemayim Ba'ovim Mech Lorat Motor. When do we get rain? When the Bnei Arev call out to Hashem. Now the simple meaning of the Mefarshim explained, what does it mean the Bnei Arev Asher Yikru'u, the sons of the raven that call out to Hashem? It's going, and the next pasuk, not with the strength of the horse does Hashem want, and not with the thighs of a person, does Hashem want. And the thighs of a person either refer to the one that rides the horse, with the power of the horse rider, refers to that he's able to run away quickly. So the Arev of the weak, they call out, either say the Mefarshim through their actions, for the fact that we see Hashem takes care of them. So says the Malbim, we see that Leibigvurz Hasos Yechpoitz. Either they literally or figuratively, they're crying out that it's not those that are strong and powerful that Hashem wants, but Hashem gives food to everybody. And it's right to Hashem Yisrael, the following pasuk, that Hashem wants those that fear Him. It's a miyachal mechazdoi. Now really one can ask, that the char, the Bnei Arev got their food as a schar, as we just said. So what does it mean that the Bnei Arev call out that it's not for those that are strong? But what it means is that ha-gufa, it's the continuation of this psukim, because right to Hashem Yisrael, the Halshach and others point out that the continuation of this pasuk is that we see animals, like the Chazal tell us, never have to work for their food, and only people have to work for their food, as the Mishnah says. The reason is because right to Hashem Yisrael, a person who's Yar Shemayim, Hashem wants him, is able to fear Hashem, Hashem wants him to have to earn his food, so he should be Yar Shemayim. And that's what the Bnei Arev are calling out. If you see, we got our schar for doing one mitzvah, when we're not even the humans, we're not mitzvah and mitzvahs. Kol shekein, human beings, they'll get their food for being Yirei Hashem, Reitzi Hashem Yisireyov. Now he's saying this pasuk, Lo Bigvurz Hasos Yechpoitz, Hashem doesn't want to desire the strength of horses. So the Mefarshim explain that it means that we say Bigvurz Hasos Yechpoitz, but we never say the Gvurz Ha'ish, because they say Gibor HaKavish HaSitzroi, and therefore there is a Gvur of man that's wanted. Lo B'Shaykeish Yirtzen, Hashem doesn't want the person with his thighs either to ride the horse or to flee, meaning a person shouldn't rely on himself. Of course, a person has to do a shtadlus, but a person's bitachin shouldn't be in his own power and his own ability to run away, but it should be in Hashem. It should have bitachin in Hashem. The Shulah and the Psalm Shadron to a different extent, but they explain this pasuk in Avodas Hashem. The Gevurah Sotz can refer to a person that's Ovid Hashem Birash, he makes a lot of noise when he serves Hashem. That's not Rotzoi, because it's the opposite of Yerik, leading the person to Ga'aivo. Also, Lai Begvurah Sotz Yechpoitz, Hashem doesn't want the person that shows Gevurah and he beats up on his body with Sigufim, with Tanesim. Lai B'Shaike Yishiritza, Hashem doesn't want the person that has Yisurim, but writes Hashem is Yireyev, the person that's a Yoriz Hashem, Shaif Oil, Novik with Shaif Oil, he's quiet and he learns. Or it's Tadira and he's constantly learning Torah. That's the type of avodah that Hashem wants from a person. That's the avodah that's rotzi by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, Hashem is Yirev. Hashem wants those that fear Him. Esam Yachem lechazdoi. So the Mefarshim explained this pasuk. Appear the words of the Reishis Chochma that the Ikar avodah Hashem is somebody who has Yiras Hashem. The Ikar b'talchan, I'm sorry, is somebody that fears Hashem. Always, and that person, when he's miyachel, when he hopes for the chesed of Hashem, that is the ikar b'tochen. So that's what the pasuk says, right? Hashem is yireiv. Hashem wants those that fear Him. Esam miyachel lechazdoi. Which miyachel lechazdoi? Those that always fear Him, because that's the ikar b'tochen. The ikar b'tochen is when the person that constantly fears Hashem, such a person's yira, such a person's, I'm sorry, such a person's b'tochen is the b'tochen that Hashem wants. But says the Chofetz Chaim, there's still an S in between to tell you that even the person that doesn't constantly fear Hashem, he wasn't the Yoreh Hashem till now, but still, if he's going to make a true commitment to being the Yoreh Hashem, he's going to have a talking to Hashem now, and he's going to commit with sincerity to serve Hashem properly from now on, he will also, his B'tochen is also worth something, and he will also be saved with his B'tochen. His B'tochen will also get in places. And that's why it says, Es HaMiyachal Mechazdoi, to tell you that even though he wasn't the perfect person till now, he wasn't Miyachal to Hashem as he should, he wasn't the Yoreh Hashem as he should have been, but he still has a chance, and from now on, he'll be Miyachal to Hashem, and he'll serve Hashem properly, he'll be Yoreh from now on. His B'tochen, he could also have, it's also a place for his B'tochen.